This is the Ethanol Report. Most people in the ethanol and livestock industries know about dried distillers grains with solubles, or DDGs. It's a co-product of the ethanol production process that's a high-nutrient livestock feed. And when ethanol plants make ethanol, they only use the starch from the corn or the grain sorghum. The remaining nutrients, protein, fiber, and oil, which are equivalent to about a third of each bushel, are the byproducts that make up DDGs. The use of DDGs by the U.S. livestock industry has grown so much in the past several years, it's almost to the point of saturation, which makes the export markets for the product very important, according to Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen.
We've talked a lot over the past couple of years about the impending blending wall with ethanol and the challenges that that is placing upon the industry. But the fact of the matter is, we've already run into a feed wall, because while domestic markets for DDG continue to expand, quite frankly, we've grown that market pretty rapidly over the past several years, and the opportunities for continued expansion domestically are fewer and farther between. So what we really need to do is to seize upon the opportunities that exist today to export DDG. And indeed, we are exporting more and more DDG these days.
Tom Doerr, president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council, says DDG's exports have indeed increased dramatically just over the past 5 years.
There's been this growing demand for it, and we went from virtually nothing in 2004 to over 6 million tons the end of calendar year 2009, and it's pretty clear that we will be somewhere north of 7 million tons in the international marketplace, perhaps, and this is mere speculation on my part, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was over 7.5 million tons. And when you recognize that that's about a third of every bushel of corn that goes into ethanol production, that means that ethanol and DDGs have essentially, just in the international component, directly attribute close to 20 million tons of corn being utilized in that manner.
The U.S. Grains Council has been very active in promoting DDG's exports to a variety of countries by education and by connecting buyers and sellers together. To that end, they've organized a conference in Chicago coming up October 6th through the 8th.
This year, for the first time, we are very fortunate that we have a co-sponsorship of this event with the Renewable Fuels Association, RFA. Bob Dineen and his group have graciously committed to co-sponsoring this, along with the Iowa Corn Growers Promotion Association. And then we've got a number of smaller partners, such as POET and others, that are engaged in this. We end up believing that we're going to have approximately 150 international buyers in attendance at this conference, along with probably in excess of 275 to 300 U.S. producers and agribusinesses. So this is going to be an opportunity for 2.5 days in which people can get together, meet with buyers, meet with producers, have an opportunity to listen to nutritionists, analysts, and others more clearly explain the value and how to use and how to access these products.
Doerr says a two-day export exchange conference is packed with information for both buyers and sellers of DDGs.
We're going to have an array of speakers that have really intimate knowledge of the industry and how to use it. We're excited about a consultant that we've used very aggressively in Canada by the name of Neil Campbell. But then we've got folks from CHS, folks from POET. We've got a number of analysts out of Kansas State University, from the feed associations, University of Wisconsin, and then some private sector presenters. For example, a nutritionist out of Tyson Foods who's very involved in the poultry side of it. So we think we've got a very broad array of speakers with experience and knowledge in how best to use the product.
Dineen says RFA is proud to partner with the Grains Council on this event because it's so significant for the ethanol industry. He says every ethanol producer that sells DDGs should want to attend the conference.
I would be surprised if every ethanol producer was not at this event, because DDG is marketing is so important to the bottom line of an ethanol producer. About 40% of your feedstock costs can be or should be recovered in the marketing of DDG. That has dipped over the past several years because we've saturated the U.S. market, and we need to build exports to get that the economics back, and we're doing that, and this is an important opportunity. But in addition to producers, I think you'll see marketers. You're certainly going to see customers from across the globe. The U.S. Grains Council has done a fabulous job making sure that there are going to be international customers available at this event as well.
Registration for the Export Exchange is available online from the U.S. Grains Council website, grains.org. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.